Section 3. The Overall Nebraska Tax System. The Nebraska state tax system is composed of three broad base taxes: a general sales tax, a personal income tax, and a corporate income tax. The local governments of Nebraska rely primarily upon the property tax, but some local governments also receive significant revenue from local sales taxes. This type of tax structure, using a combination of all of the types of available methods of taxation, is typical of most states, although a number of states forego one type of tax and rely heavily on the others. Exhibit 3.1 is a chart which shows the various taxes employed by each state in 2006. There have been significant changes in the makeup of Nebraska's overall tax structure since the Syracuse study in the 1980s. As shown in the chart on Exhibit 3.2, in 1981, property taxes constituted 45.7% of total Nebraska state and local taxes, with state sales taxes only a 14.3% share, individual income taxes a 16.7% share, and corporate income taxes a 3.6% share. By 2006, the percentage shares of these taxes had shifted significantly and moved much more in line with national averages. As shown in Exhibit 3.2, property taxes dropped to 33.7% of the total, while the state sales tax rose to 19.1%, individual income taxes rose to 23.4%, and the corporate income tax rose slightly to 4.0%. This reduction on the reliance of property taxes does not imply that property taxes have gone down over time. Rather, it demonstrates that as revenues from all three categories of taxes have increased over time, a greater percentage of the additional revenue has come from sales and income taxes. As shown in Exhibit 3.3, property taxes have continued to rise, but not at as fast a rate as the other taxes. The increase in total tax revenues in the 24 years, from 1980 to 2004, is to be expected, but is still remarkable. In 1980, total tax revenues from all sources were approximately $1.5 billion. By 2005, total tax revenues had increased by more than 400%, in excess of $6.5 billion. Exhibit 3.4 shows the increase graphically. Inflation undoubtedly contributed to the rising tax revenue. Yet, from 1980 through 2005, the total increase in the rate of inflation was only 237%. The primary explanation for why tax receipts grew so much more than the rate of inflation is that the growth rate in the economy, as measured by the growth of Nebraska personal income, was a robust 411%. As shown in Exhibit 3.4, the growth in personal income closely paralleled the growth in tax revenues. Nebraska compared to other states. One of the advantages that the Commission has today, as compared to the researchers conducting the 1988 Syracuse study, is the wealth of statistical data that is now available electronically. There are numerous analyses available which compare relative tax burdens among states in a variety of ways. The Commission reviewed a wide array of these studies and attempted to examine them critically, taking into account the differing points of view and potential biases of the organizations conducting the studies. This section of the report will examine overall state tax comparisons. Comparisons of each individual type of tax will be presented in the following sections of the report. One of the difficulties in reconciling the data in the different studies is that the studies are often based on different tax years, some using 2000 census data and others as current as 2006. The tax laws in every state change frequently. One of the most straightforward and objective state tax comparisons is the data gathered by the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, which uses the United States Census Bureau data to provide objective data to all state legislatures. The NCSL first looks at state and local revenues and expenditure data. Exhibit 3.5 shows that Nebraska state and local revenues per capita in 2004 was $8,645.16, which ranked Nebraska 11th highest of all the states. when measured as a percentage of personal income, Nebraska state and local revenue per $100 of personal income was $26.74, which ranked as the 15th highest. However, this aggregate revenue data can be misleading. For example, several of the highest states in overall revenues receive large amounts of revenue from natural resources through both taxes and royalties. Alaska ranks first in revenue as a percentage of personal income and per capita, but more than 90% of Alaska's revenue comes from oil production. Similarly, Wyoming ranks third and relies heavily on natural resource income. The District of Columbia is included in the analysis and ranks second due to its unique situation and status. Moreover, the revenues include funding received from the federal government, which varies widely from state to state. Exhibit 3.6 is the NCSL's analysis of state and local taxes per capita. In 2004, Nebraska state and local taxes per capita were $3,608.63, which ranked as the 16th highest among the states. However, when viewed as a percentage of personal income, Nebraska's taxes were $10.90 per $100 of personal income, which was 10th highest among the states. Interestingly, if local taxes are taken out of the analysis, Nebraska's ranking changes. Exhibit 3.7 is the NCSL's ranking based upon state taxes only. In 2004, Nebraska ranked 18th highest in state tax per capita and 23rd highest in taxes per $100 of personal income. This suggests that local property taxes are more of a burden in Nebraska than in many other states. A significant amount of comparative state tax data is produced by the Tax Policy Center, an organization created by the Urban Institute and Brookings Institution. As shown in Exhibit 3.8, the Tax Policy Center ranks Nebraska as the 19th highest state in tax collections per capita in 2005. Nebraska's total of $3,746 per capita is only $48 above the national average of $3,698 per capita. In Exhibit 3.9, the Tax Policy Center analyzes state and local tax revenue as a percentage of personal income and indexes this to the national average, which is 100. In 2005, Nebraska state and local tax revenue was 106.1, which is significantly above the national average. Taking Exhibits 3.8 and 3.9 together, one can conclude that while Nebraska's tax collections per capita are essentially the same as the national average, Nebraska's personal income levels are less than the national average. Therefore, Nebraska taxes a greater share of personal income than the national average. This is confirmed by Exhibit 3.10, which is a breakdown of each state and local tax as a percentage of personal income in 2005. Nebraska's tax burden of 11.4% of personal income is the highest of the Plains states, with Minnesota ranked second at 11.0%. South Dakota is ranked lowest at 8.3%. The Tax Policy Center recently published a report measuring fiscal disparities across the United States, which examined state revenue and expenditure systems for fiscal year 2002. The study recognizes that states and their local governments vary, both in their need to provide basic public services and in their ability to pay for those services. Exhibit 3.11 is the study's conclusion regarding Nebraska. It shows for each type of tax. 1. The average revenue capacity, if uniform laws were applied across the United States. 2. The state's projected capacity, if the uniform laws were applied to that state. And 3. The amount the state actually collected under the state's tax system. For example, the study shows that for property taxes, the average the United States collection is $986 per capita, and if Nebraska had adopted the average tax system, Nebraska would have collected $933 per capita. In fact, Nebraska's actual property tax yielded $1,013 per capita. Similarly, for general sales tax, The United States average was $774 per capita. Nebraska's tax under the average method was $723 per capita, and Nebraska's actual sales tax collection was $746 per capita. Focusing on the major taxes, the chart shows that Nebraska's tax system results in higher than average property taxes, while the sales tax and personal income tax are fairly close to what Nebraska would collect under an average system. Nebraska's corporate income tax collected less tax than the average system. The study also examines the expenditure side and concludes that Nebraska spends more than the average state in basic and higher education and public welfare, and less than the average state in health and hospitals, highways, and state government administration. The overall conclusion of this study is that Nebraska does not deviate significantly from the norm in any area of taxation. Nebraska's capacity to generate revenues is ranked 25th in the nation, right at the average, and the actual revenues generated by Nebraska's tax law ranked at 24th in actual per capita collections in 2002. A different perspective of Nebraska's tax system comes from the Tax Foundation, the Washington, D.C.-based research organization, whose membership consists primarily of large multi-state corporations. The Tax Foundation issues an analysis each year of the tax climate of the 50 states from a corporate perspective. Using data from 2004, the Tax Foundation gave Nebraska the following rankings. Nebraska state local tax burden among nation's highest. Estimated 11.6% of income, Nebraska state and local tax burden percentage stands at sixth highest, well above the national average of 10.6%. Nebraskans pay $4,294 per capita in state and local taxes. Nebraska's 2007 business tax climate ranks 44th. Nebraska ranks 44th in the Tax Foundation State Business Tax Climate Index. The index compares the state in five areas of taxation that impact business: corporate taxes, individual income taxes, sales taxes, unemployment insurance taxes, and taxes on property, including residential and commercial property. Neighboring states ranked as follows: South Dakota, 2nd. Iowa, 43rd. Missouri, 15th. Kansas, 31st. Colorado, 14th. And Wyoming, 1st. Nebraska's individual income tax system. Nebraska's personal income tax system consists of four separate brackets, with a top rate of 6.84%, kicking in at an income level of $26,500. Among states levying an individual income tax, Nebraska's top rate ranks 18th highest nationally. Nebraska's 2004 individual income tax collections were $711 per person, which ranked 21st highest nationally. Nebraska's corporate income tax system. Nebraska's corporate tax structure consists of two brackets, with a top rate of 7.81%, kicking in at an income level of $50,000. Among states levying corporate income taxes, Nebraska's top rate ranks 18th highest nationally. In 2004, corporate tax collections reached $96 per capita, which ranked 20th highest nationally. Nebraska levies sales tax near national median. Gasoline taxes among the highest in the nation. Nebraska levies a 5.5% general sales or use tax on purchases, which is slightly above the national median. State and local governments combined collect approximately $1,007 per capita in general sales taxes, ranking 12th highest nationally. Nebraska's gasoline tax currently stands at 27 cents per gallon and ranks 8th highest nationally. Nebraska's cigarette tax stands at 64 cents per pack of 20, ranking 28th highest nationally. The sales tax was adopted in 1967, the gasoline tax in 1925, and the cigarette tax in 1947. Nebraska property taxes, comparatively high. Nebraska's localities collected $2,004,782,000 in property taxes in fiscal year 2004, which is the latest year the Census Bureau published state-by-state property tax collections. That brings its per capita collection to $1,148, ranking 16th highest nationally. The Tax Foundation's analysis does not take into account the tax benefits which selected Nebraska taxpayers received through the recent Nebraska Advantage Program. This program will be discussed in detail in the corporate income tax section. Some of Nebraska's rankings would have improved if the Nebraska Advantage Program had been taken into account. Finally, a different type of analysis is presented by a study commissioned by the District of Columbia, which evaluates the tax burdens in each state by comparing only the largest city in each state. This 2007 tax burden study is attached as Exhibit 312. The study ranks the tax burden of each city at different income levels measured by state and local tax burden and combined federal, state, and local tax burdens. The study generally confirms the NCSL study, which ranked Nebraska 16th highest in state and local tax burden. The study also demonstrates that Ann Omaha taxpayers' rank rises significantly when the state and local tax effect on federal income taxes is taken into account. This important consideration will be examined next. The effect of federal income taxes on the Nebraska tax burden. When considering the potential impact of state tax changes, it is important to take into account the state and local tax interaction with the federal income tax and the resulting combined federal, local, state tax burden. In determining federal income tax liability, every taxpayer can take the larger of the federal standard deduction or itemized deductions. Itemized deductions include state and local property taxes, mortgage interest, and the greater of state and local income taxes or sales taxes, but not both. Until recently, sales taxes were not deductible, but in response to complaints from taxpayers in states like Texas, which have no state income tax and rely heavily on sales tax, the greater of provision was added to the federal tax code. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports that in Nebraska, approximately 28% of taxpayers itemize deductions on their federal tax returns, and more than 95% of those taxpayers who itemize deduct the state income tax rather than the state and local sales tax on their federal tax returns. Nebraska is differentially impacted by the effects of state tax deductions in the federal tax return. The July 2007 issue of State Tax Notes presented a 50-state study, which found that Nebraska ranked 15th highest in state and local taxes, but jumped to 8th highest when measured by the combined state and federal tax burden. Some other states went in the opposite direction. For example, California's state and local tax burden ranked 9th highest, but its combined federal, state, local tax burden ranked 32nd. The study concludes the reason for the significant variance appears to be that mortgage interest deductions are modest in Nebraska, and a large fraction of Nebraska state taxes are non-deductible sales taxes. This highlights an important consideration as the Commission evaluated the impact of shifting taxes. If property taxes are reduced and the lost revenues are recovered through an increase in sales taxes, those Nebraskans who itemize deductions on their federal tax returns may pay more federal tax, because the sales tax may not be deductible, while the property tax is always deductible,